Hello, listeners. Morning, everybody. And thanks for taking your time to listen to my words. And I appreciate and I give glory to the Most High for giving me this voice of reason to speak to you. So I sat down yesterday and had a thought about this topic of today, which is starting on something that we call the self-esteem. Because we have so many people out there who have a very low self-esteem, and we have some who have a very high self-esteem. So, according to the Wikipedia, self-esteem is defined as an individual's subjective evaluation of their net worth. Self-esteem encompasses beliefs about oneself, i.e., I am unloved. Am I worthy? So, if I can take an example of me, Rabilo Jabil, I believe I have a very high self-esteem because, as they say, whatever people perceive about you is not actual about how you perceive yourself. So they can be having negative perception about you, but one thing you know about yourself, the way you carry yourself sometimes is how people will carry you. Carry yourself with low self-esteem, and that's how people will carry you. So I believe in myself, and I believe in my words, I believe in everything I do. So I don't care so much about what people say, even though it's advisable to listen to what people say because you don't know what is coming behind your back. So take your time to listen to whatever they say, but don't take that as the gospel truth. So, to the people who normally have low self-esteem, I can give you one remedy to overcome that issue or psychological construct before, because it normally plays a very big role in the growth of your undertakings. So, each and every morning when you wake up, have this routine of going to the mirror and talk to the person behind that mirror. That's you. Don't lie to yourself. Tell yourself these words: I am great. As in, use the big words, use the positive words, shun away the negativity, because negativity normally pull people away from you. So tell yourself in that mirror: I am great. I can be. I can achieve. I can. If Obama did, why can't I do? If Martin Luther King Jr. had a dream, why can't I be? If our very own Lupita Nyong'o had a dream, why can't I be? If our very own Kipchoge told us that no human is limited, why can't I be? So tell yourself those words and now face the reality. Face the world. Face the people normally pull you down. Face them head high and direct look into the eyes and tell them, you know what? I don't care what you say about me. I know myself and I don't give a talk about whatever you say about me. You know? So that's my morning routine. Then you might be having negative evaluations about yourself because of the lack of information or you're ignorant. Take some time, go to the net, read about those people who had the low self-esteem, people who had the psychological conditions like you, and I know you'll overcome that thing. So that's my part of today. Have a blessed day and be blessed, and remember, the mirror is your friend and you can't lie to the person behind that mirror, and that's you.